Okay. Good evening, everybody. So last week we started talking about what's unique about Shabbos as opposed to Yom Tov or a weekday or other things is that on Shabbos, Friday night, Lel Shabbos, is not Shabbos morning, and that's not Mincha. In fact, the tefillahs are different as opposed to a weekday, you'd stop in the same Mincha Maariv. Shachar, Marav, Shachas Mincha. Even on a Yom Tov, the davenings are the same, taking out Musaf. And on Shabbos, each tefillah is unique, because each tkufa, each period of Shabbos is unique. Shabbos is a buildup. We actually discussed, like, Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba, and just like Olam Haba, every tkufa, every period of Olam Haba, the world to come, is nothing like the previous. So to Shabbos, Lil Shabbos is nothing like the day of Shabbos, and the day of Shabbos is nothing like the afternoon of Shabbos. And we started again, we're only scratching the surface of very deep Kabbalistic ideas there. If you remember correctly, I started last week, it was Tu B'Shvat, about not learning Kabbalah for when you're not ready to learn Kabbalah, or not, you know, doing things which are not at a person's level, but I did say that for all of us who've been learning deep ideas of Shabbos and improving our understanding and observance of it, what we're going to be learning the next few weeks is certainly pertinent, germane, and a good idea. And we started that the Lil Shabbos is called Chakal Tepuchin Kadishin, basically a garden of holy fruits, and the day of Shabbos is after Atik Yomin is the Atika Kadisha, which is like the name of Hashem, and we said that the night is a level of understanding of getting the spiritual fruits, so to speak, but the day is a much higher level. And we ended last week basically comparing it to when you see a friend at night. And so to speak, mass, you can't really see them, you know, they're there, not with lights, not, you know, something with LED or bright lights. You can't, we're talking about in the moonlight, and there's no lights around, there's no street lights, and you can barely see the person, you don't see them fully. I gave the example of COVID masks, plus, and the rest of the day, you can see the face. So to speak, Lil Shabbos, the night of Shabbos, with whom we connect to Hashem, we know it's Hashem, but we can't really have that presence, but the day of Shabbos is a much higher level and a much higher experience. And that's where we left off, and from there, we'll pick up. Now, Nevara is Indian. I would expound and elucidate this based on something, on the essence of faith, on emunah, of faith in Hashem, of belief in Hashem, understanding Hashem. You know, like in other parts of this work, this Sefer, I think it's going to go on a tangent in order to explain what it means, the chasm, the difference, the great difference between the level we have on the night of Shabbos versus the level we have on the day of Shabbos in our faith and our understanding of Shabbos itself. When you say emunah, there's two levels. Of faith, there's one of belief, there's one above the other. So I'm going to give you a mashal, a metaphor to be able to understand this. Mashal ish, for example, the first time somebody, person's living, a caveman, you know, a person jumps into a time capsule, he's, you know, goes from 1800 to 1980, okay? Never saw a car before in his whole life. Never saw a car, never lived in a world of cars. And he sees a car for the first time. Roya hu eich shu noises ma'atzma b'kar galvim, he starts this car driving quickly. Something you never saw before. I'll show how this wagon, quote unquote, right? He's used to wagons, not station wagons. Wagons, old style wagons. Something, you know, pulling, you know, with some horses pulling a wagon. And I'll show you how this thing works. He marlo doishes a gas, shows the gas pedal. He hits the gas pedal, the car accelerates really quickly. That the second pedal is a brake. It stops the car. Shows him that when you turn on the key, that before you have the car go, you have to turn on the key. You have to turn the key of the kinks and all of the gadgets of the car. And after showing how the car drives and goes, you think you know this whole car, I'm going to show you, I'm going to teach you something very important. Sago, you go look there in the trunk, the front trunk, there's something in there. Abishai in Charoya, so even though you don't see it, Nimsa Manua, Shumania es Hamachonis Vakol Talibar. There is an engine which sort of energizes, which causes this whole car to run. And this whole car is dependent on this engine, this motor. Aiso Aldam, this person who never saw a car before, tells what this engine is. Hamislach Lotumay says, Maze Manua, what's an engine, a motor? Lama Tzarech, so what do you need it for? This car is great. You have the accelerating, which accelerates. You have the brake. For us, why do you need it? What do you need it for? He says, "My ichbalach." He says, "Don't, what are you about? Trust me. There's an engineer. Vatila. You have to understand something. Sheish kamanua is an engine. Without that, nothing else. How else does this car go? I think you just push a pedal, it goes. You just hit something, a brake, it goes. You turn on a car, and all of a sudden the car is going 80, 70 miles an hour. It just goes by itself." Afterwards, now it's, it's more, this mashal, he told me you're a smart guy. You're not so smart afterwards. You really believe that a wagon in your mind, all of a sudden when you push, imagine you're living 1800, you push down on a wagon, it's going to go miles per hour. Just push it, no engine, right? We're used to engines. You have a brake and you have a gas pedal. So you have a wagon. Just take the pedals, put it on the wagon. Take the same mechanism, put it on the wagon, and see if it works. See if it does anything. You don't think you need an engine over here, says Tim. When you push a pedal, you think all of a sudden it goes so quickly. For sure, there has to be another force which is causing this car to go. Who even as the person starts to understand it. Tell somebody, I saw something called a car. It starts explaining a car. And what the most important part of this car is that there's a trunk and there's an engine in the car. So his friend asks him, "Did you see the engine? Did you see the engine?" And he says, and if you didn't see it, why are you so convinced that there's something called an engine which causes this car to go, right? Maybe he's just lying to you. Maybe he's lying to you. Because you didn't see it. You didn't know about it. And even when he told it to you, at first he didn't say, why do I need anything for it? Only when he explained to you that this wagon, so to speak, won't go without it. We know that people lie all the time. People lie in government. People lie in the work. People... I'm not talking the new government. I'm talking the people who told you your money, your tax money was going to good causes. Now we see that they're doging it up. This government lies too, by the way. I'm not partial. I mean, I am partial, but not that partial. But, right? There's plenty of people, a lot of time. People lie at work. People, all the news is a bunch of lies. Right? Why should you believe that there's an engine there? Maybe he lied to you. Owner Levish, this guy, though, who... Emes v'nachon, it's true that shekibalti says that sheish menorak mipnei shu om v'mantelo. When I asked him, I didn't know anything about car. He tells me the engine. I believed him, but once he explained it to me, me'achshav. Now that I understand, if he told me I lied to you, I wouldn't believe that. And there's no engine. I wouldn't believe him. Why? Shekfar ani maven. I thought about it for a second. It's impossible for this wagon, this car, to go right 100 kilometers, kilometers, right, 60, 70, 80 miles plus an hour without being another powerful force that caused it to go. Im hahu shamanti lo af yashbili b'sefer Torah v'af yimser eschav l'emesh emanoa. And even the guy tell me, I promise you, I'll swear to you, there's no engine. I'll understand there has to be an engine type thing. It's impossible there's not. right? She believes that it's not shayach for this thing, which could weigh a ton plus, to start going. Yeah, I understand that there has to be an engine. I'll give you another example, he says, Rav Pinkus. Actually, that's an example better. V'navi od mashal b'masichei ladam. Let's imagine you have a kid's game. Okay, just understand how this works. Shemitzayarim tumuna. Yeah, you put a picture. Kids say, you know, this picture. You know, fine Waldo. Fine Waldo, whatever it is. And instead of here, it's a picture of the public domain of Shus Rabin. Lots of people, like a fine wall thing. And the chanios, there's stores in the picture. And there's cars in the picture. And you tell the child, v'omeli yelad, b'tzir zeh, in this picture, okay? In this picture, mustateris timunas, they're hidden in this picture, pictures of different keys. You can find keys in this busy picture. Go find the keys. V'mechapes, he looks, and he doesn't see it. V'utsoyech, as a kid, I don't see the keys. Show me the keys in this picture, in this very complex picture, very busy picture of all types of things. I don't see the keys, okay? And show me the keys. Terapon im zemavtech, you show him, here's a key, and here's a key, and here's a key. Show him all the keys. Achakachum lefdat, oh, be'emes ani mescharet. I changed my mind, there's really no keys. I was just joking. There's no keys in this picture. There's no keys. But he showed him all the keys, by the way. Right? So, Mama, after the kid saw the keys, what's the kid going to say? What are you, crazy? I see the keys. B'mo enai. Before I saw the keys, I could believe you. Maybe they're keys, and maybe there's not keys. But now that I saw the keys, it's 100% I know there's keys. 100% I know there's keys. And it's not a moon anymore. It's something called idea. Now we have faith. There's something called faith. You take by the guy, they call it a leap of faith. But with us, there's knowledge-based faith. And it's a higher level, which is pure knowledge. Shavar bara li hadavar. It's so clear to me, like the sun in midday. So I saw the keys. It's not faith. I know it's there. I have 100% knowledge that this thing is there. I don't believe it's there. If you tell me there are keys there, I may have to believe it's there. Now, if you've proven yourself, or you have a reason to believe it, it's much more knowledge-based belief. But there's a higher level, which is pure knowledge. I know it's there. I don't have to believe it's there. I know it's there. Harachnu, I give you a few metaphors, in order to understand. The inyam shemitchilo, but when you talk about faith. And then afterwards, it's more than just faith. It's a knowledge. It's inculcated into you. It's 100%. It's in your kishka, so to speak. Osha toifetz behiras be'inam. You saw something. Nitzvetz etzel. It's not a question. You saw 100%. But behiras truth, complete clarity. V'dasha etzem amunav. When we say there's faith, there's a creator of the world. There's a creator of the world. Sha'abori yisparach mitzias kayemes. Masis mamashis bechailo kolpachas mikometzias mukrachas lano, right? Just like you're 100% sure, right? You do you have any doubt that you're seeing me right now on Zoom? I hope you don't, by the way. Right? This is not AI. Actually, today AI. In today's world, in the AI world, this is created an element of doubt for certain people. But let's say you know, I'm in front of you. Right? There's no AI. You have no doubt. You don't have any, there's no question about it, right? Look, pachas mikol metzias Hashem, right? Etzem akar zeh inu begeder emuna, el zeh yudia pshuta, right? Aniras ba'olo lekol misha inesuma gomer, right? Veshiras ha'olam labor rach cheresh gomer inu shemea, right? It's just a person not to know there's a creator, right? They have to be totally blind or not totally deaf mute. Not to see, not to hear Hashem in the world. Okay? A person to not think there's a creator. I'm not going to go through elements of faith, but let's pick an easy thing. You see me, right? Okay. Your eye, you think your eye just evolved. It's the most ridiculous thing in the entire world. The fact is, there's an eye tells you there's a creator. You cannot, you really think people were blind until they had eyesight went, and they would die in 2 minutes. I'm saying, child, I hear 100,000 things, you hear me. Or just over time, people learn to hear stupid things, right? You know, how does that work? Trust me, I've had these conversations with Ivy League, even the dumb ones at MIT. I'm not talking about who the smart ones who went to Penn. There used to be smart ones. In the old days, they were smart. Right, he's now they're a bunch of Hamasniks who don't know if they're a boy or girl. But once upon a time, there was actually some smart people there. But they're not that smart because they don't even know. They tell you they believe in certain things. They can't even explain it for a billion years. Of course, there's a creator, and if you get more deeper, of course, there's a purpose in the world. Of course, there is. No shiloh about it. You know. So why are there people? You know, my sheyesh harbet sheinim shoyim. They can't hear. They can't see. Why is it? Because they've never opened their eyes to MS of Pshuta. They don't even know what they're looking at. They don't even know how to look at the world. A person, once you see it, means if you don't know to look for the keys in the picture, right? Once you saw the keys, you always see the keys. Right? Once you understand something, you look at it, you always will see it. Right? A person who's so caught up, right, you know, to go back to Plato's cave, it's all you know is your cave. You know, I think I said this vignette more than once when I was in Penn Law, you know, 20 or so years ago. So I had some very smart students I would study with that eventually evolved into a very large club, and it's still there to this day. You know, of which I started, which is the point was to have a little more Judaism than just going ice skating with Goyim and calling it a Jewish club. So I remember this. One of these students said to me, "You know, this all makes sense." It's a guy, but I think this makes sense. But let me ask you a question. Why aren't our professors, they're smart, a lot of them are Jewish, why don't they know about this? How come they're not observant? Why don't they do anything? So I told them, it's very simple. If you're in that cave and all you see is your cave, so you never think beyond that. These guys never, it's not like they thought through these things. I don't know how, I'll tell you afterwards, I had many conversations with these professors who never thought and couldn't answer these things, right? You're in it, if all you know is in your little bubble, your little echo chamber, that's all you think. You may be the smartest person in that echo chamber, in your little bubble. But if you never open your eyes beyond that bubble, you have a bunch of people patting you on the back and thinking you're smart. You never thought 2 minutes beyond that. You're not going to think about it. You don't even know what to look for. Right? And you don't even think about on an existential level. You think about, you're very smart in law. You may know the torts and contracts and property law and constitutional law, but you haven't thought beyond that. You can't even ask me about it. So you don't have that experience. But once you open your eyes and you see something beyond your little Dalai Lamas, beyond your, that, you can see it clearly, right? I'll tell you an example. My wife told me, this is a true story. You know, my wife grew up in Brooklyn. She got married right before she turned 20. Actually, the week of her 20th birthday, okay? Depends English, Hebrew, how I do it. And she said she grew up in Brooklyn Hall. If she was like, never thought about like traffic, you know, cars beeping, parking. Now when she goes there, it's like she can't believe that she lived there. Like, she was totally used to, that's the reality of life. Because that's your experience. You take someone from out of there and you put them there, like, what? This is nuts. So triple park, you have to, you know, beeping and driving, like you're in the Daytona 500 to get a spot. And, you know, yeah, if you're getting around, it's stressful. Like, you've never had that experience. So you don't even know that your reality is a little bit off. By the way, Brooklyn has nice things like, you know, kosher things that other people don't. Oh, it's kosher food like that. I'm not trying to pick on Brooklyn per se, but when you live that, you don't even know what to see differently. And a person who doesn't know to look for the keys, and I'm not sure he did this on purpose, but when I read this, there's keys to the universe, right? You may be missing, you may be keys that you don't see your whole life. It's an amazing thing. I even now, like last week, 2 weeks ago, I think it was the next week, you know, I started with a guy, brilliant real estate guy, brilliant. And you know, he's actually a growing person. Somebody asked me if I could study with him. I have a few people like this. So I asked if I could study with him. Very successful. And he's, you know, and you ask him basic questions, and like I'm learning for a few years now. It's got 2-3 years. So, you know, also there's a wall I'm on in it, because he never thought about it before. It's like, he's not even arguing on it. It's like, this is a guy who lives in the world, made major $100 million deals, you know, and also it's like, voila. Like, whoa. He never saw the key. The key was always there. He didn't even know, he wasn't even looking for the key. He didn't even know the key was there, and you won't see it if you don't open your eyes. Once you see that key, you know, you always will see that key. And so on point, this is the key, and you see that key, it's there. That's not faith. There comes a point of knowledge on that. It's, oh, that's why actually he's quoting now, without quoting it, Pasuk Yeshaya says, Sumarim Einecha, Isaiah, Yeshaya says, pick your eyes up and look up above. And look at the world. Who created this? Hello? Wake up. It's not all about the cappuccino and Google, right? Or if you're in or the investment bank in New York, or about reading your newspaper, you know, or reading your novel or your book or sleeping through life. There's a creator. Life has a higher purpose. V'chol v'kuchim and all v'arayis v'achachos. All the proofs are, I've had many such conversations. People were agnostic, or even people dumb enough to think dumb enough to call themselves atheists, right? At least I give an agnostic some credit. They have some humility to think they don't know that they don't know anything. Atheist is confident, right? And they're dumb. Almost all of them are overwhelmingly dumb and arrogant. I'm telling you, because they cannot carry a conversation in this topic, right? But those conversations, in fairness, is a person who never saw it. Right? They grew, 98%, 99% actually in our world today, are people who grew up off the path of faith, never experienced it, never tasted it, don't know where the keys are, and you have to start helping them find keys. Right? They don't know it. But let's say a person saw it, it's 100% saw it. That's not faith. That's not belief. That's knowledge. Right, Misha, you've seen the truth. You experience the truth. You have knowledge. Now, eventually, you could deny knowledge. You could sin enough and get blinded for knowledge. But if you've seen something, you have knowledge, right? Ushnei shlavim ela. These two levels is belief, you know, and then there's knowledge, is what it says in the pasuk, and we say it every single day, multiple times a day. When we say Aleinu, V'yadat ayom v'ashivot salavacha ki Hashem hu elokim, you should know today and inculcate into your heart that Hashem, God is the two aspects. How God, there's only one God in the world. Hashem is the God of the world, right? Mitchilik sha'adam ra olam umloyo. In the beginning, you start looking at the world. You see the sky. You see the land. You see the sun. You see the moon. If eno chacham, you're not so knowledgeable. Hamev midaito. If you're not as smart as Avram and his students, you'll look at it, you'll see it. Most people today are not mindful. They're just so caught up in the stupid. They look at their phones. It's partially a danger to drive in certain neighbors. These people just look at their phone as they're driving. They're not even looking at the cars ahead of them. They're consumed by their phones, right? They're consumed by their computer. They're consumed by their music. Like, you can't look at a person today, won't hear anything, won't see anything. They're either looking at their phone, listening to music, or they're walking in the street. Or thinking stupid things. But if a person starts up, you know, he's, oh, wow, it's a world. But, you know, that's, you know, you don't even think about it. No one's thinking of the sky and not thinking of the stars. They're not thinking, oh, how does an eye work? I don't know how that got there, by the way. I can see that this bunch of tissues is somehow super connected to the rest of your body to be able to process with your brain and see things 4,000 feet away. You know, be able to see the sun, the sky. I wonder how that works. And by the way, your ear, like, I never thought, how in the world do I hear? I'm not even talking about, you know, world history. You have to have some knowledge. I'm saying, push, posh it, walking on the street, how human beings function, you know, how everything works. Most people never thought about that. And if they do, it's for a millisecond, and then the next song goes on their MP3 player. Or MP4, right? They're not thinking about the sun and stars because they're not even in focus. I mean, they see it. By the way, the ancients thought that a bunch of Zeus and Saturn, okay, they had some level of, you know, which again, it comes from a source. We're not going to the Rambam. My mind is because spiritual channels do go through that, they made mistakes, and it led to idolatry, not from right now. But you can walk, you know, and never think about what's the significance of it all. Never ponder, never cogitate, what's it all about? Not many people do that. Most people do that. But when you start thinking about it, wait a second, Bechider, Bereshis, Bar Elokim, begin, there's a creator of the world. And you get, and you, and again, you know, today people are, you have to first deprogram them, and then program them. You know, there's so many false ideas. But when you start teaching, you can start believing there's a creator of the world. You can start understanding there has to be a creator. Must be a creator. It doesn't make sense that everything works perfectly aligned for life. We're all here. We didn't have childbirth and humanity. And again, then you can look more sophisticated Jewish people, world history, right? You know, how everything works out, right? Getting to, you know, ideas of Sinai, mass revelation, etc. But then, right, you get Mamish Yisrael, is in Yadat Hayom, right? Yadat, I know today. Avakasher Niftachim Einav, Shesichlo, Omeiv, and Heichel, we start even to think more and more what it's all about. Be Mamish Yisrael, Matzias, Olam Atzmo, right? Either you get it, if you look at the world, or you understand how the depth of Torah, what we got at Sinai, it then becomes clear to you. It's not just a belief. Okay, I understand. It gets a point which it's knowledge. You don't have to believe it. It's not the person you're speaking to at night and it's dark and you know you're speaking to the person. You believe it's so-and-so because you hear the voice. My daughter always tells me she can see me when I'm 5 blocks away and I'm walking. Even she can't see me. I walk a certain way. I have a fast pace. I'm not a slow poke. Places to go, people to see, right? So she can tell me I'm walking, right? But she can't see my face, so she believes it's me. But at a certain point, when I'm 50 feet away, she knows it's me, right? You know, 5 blocks away, she believes it's me. When she sees me, she knows it's me. That's how faith is. You can believe it's the person. You can know it's the person. You get to the point, and you know it's like, it's maven, but although you see clearly, there is a creator. It's hashiv. That's when it's inculcated to the heart. Hashivose elavavecha. And then once you have that knowledge, there's nothing that can blow that knowledge out. Then it's real to you. You know, then keeping Torah is real to you. These are the two levels of Shabbos we're just talking about. In the beginning of Shabbos, Hashabbos melamesa emes, when Shabbos focuses, we've elaborated upon yichash, the oneness of God. We take it by with a level of faith. About a dying, it's still, even at the night of Shabbos, and it's not just night, it's still a level of spiritual night. It's emunas chabalei, it's the faith at night, as we say in davening, in Tehillim, in Psalms. We say in Shabbos davening. V'doyim le Shabbos bereishis, we said this last time. It's like there's three Shabbos. There's the Shabbos of bereishis, the Shabbos, which is the world, the first Shabbos, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, the Torah is given on Shabbos, the Shabbos of Mashiach. Right, that the night was compared to the Shabbos of Bereishis. Shemikoyach olam loyo. You look at the world, you see the trees, the plants, the animals, the birds. How no one to migrate, and they go in the right place, and the fish have exactly how they get the oxygen from the water, what they need, and they live, and right, everything is perfect. Literally, all of the world sings Hashem's creation. By the morning of Shabbos, we're already living in Shabbos. It's not Chakal, Tapuch, and Kaddish in the garden, again, with that Kabbalistic topic of the garden of holy spiritual fruits, holy fruits. If we're not at the Kiyomim, we're in the presence of God in the morning as we started to scratch the surface last time. And it's Kedusha Shabbos and the sanctity, the spirituality, the holiness, the Halakite of Shabbos only increases. Hadvarim Yisyashvim Yisrael, it's more in your hearts, more in your hearts. Upitam raya lefanav, and all of a sudden you see it's a world. It's clear. This is Hashem's world, and you praise Hashem. That's why Pesukim in the Zimmer Shabbos really long. Azu kvar begeder, it's re'iyasim. It's daytime. It's daylight. You can see clearly. It's Hashem in the world. By the way, you got to start at night. You don't get it first. You know what you're looking at. You know, otherwise, you're looking for the key still. Vaz miskar, you don't know there's an engine. I think the world is by itself. I shaitim. People are crazy. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you, not that I know better than you, but just remind you, people are meshuggah. They think the world operates, there's no engine, there's no motor. They just everything's here by themselves until they die, and they're dead, and it's too late. They just, lived amidst the boat of life. Missed the boat of life. Right? As you come together, when you get to that point where it shops, when it's clear, clarity. In that morning, it's like Matan Torah. What's Matan Torah? Light. The world far Matan Torah before the giving of the Torah at Sinai was a finster, was a dark place. It was lacking. I mean, there's Avram, but there's lacking the purpose. Torah gave the world light. We saw Hashem clearly by Matan Torah. It was mass revelation at Matan Torah. That day we saw like Moshe Rabbeinu, we experienced complete clarity in seeing Hashem. A little more. It's been a few weeks to finish it, but Nevar was talking about Amun. Nevar Oyksas, explain a little bit more. B'svarim Kedoshim Mafligim. Now, if you look at the, especially certain types of Jewish works, they talk about Hashem. Symbol faith. That's the language. It's called Amun Pshuta. And we should have symbol faith. But rather, let's say the Havim. People make a mistake to think to be like, what does that mean? Symbol faith. We shouldn't even think about it at all. Like it sounds like be a simpleton almost. What do you mean? You should think, just believe without thinking. That's not a Jewish thing. But like, see, even Shlomo Melech says, "Pesi Am L'Chodesh." A fool believes everything. He'll just think, believe without thinking. The pshat is the expression of this. The emunah pshuta is when you see and your brain understands. Tzrich li'as emes pshuta. You don't have to get to question what you're saying. Lilahachis lacher kiras v'sfekes v'chaykes tipshus. Right, you see keys on the page. Right, there's no mitzvah to double think what you're thinking. Right, when you see something. Right, when my daughter sees me 50 feet away. No, when she's around 500 feet away, okay. Yeah, that's belief. But when you see something, it's there. It's there. You can 100%, you 100%, you see something, you don't have to question it. That's silly to do that. For example, imagine the following thing. Marshals, two people see a building. Pasuk Echad V'Yamar, Lama Banu Dafka Kach V'Lo Acheres. Why? A person starts saying, there's a building. You're in front of the Empire State Building. Okay, if it's from that person. So why did they press that building here and not somewhere else? Okay, so Marshall. So another guy says, how do you know it's even a building? Same guy asks him, maybe it's not a building. Like, I remember when I was younger, for a little bit, just to see what to taste it, I read some of these Greek philosophy books, or these stupidest books. I mean, a lot of them. Are we alive? Are we dead? Are you really? It was just a dream, like these type of. That's not all. That there was actually some wisdom there. My point: when they start asking this kind of question, are we really alive? Is there really a world? Are you out of jump into a wall, hit your head in the wall, ask me that question. If there's real, what are you talking? I still remember in my law. I had a law professor once said, "You don't know anything." I said, this may be a table. It may not be a table. What do you mean? Right? You can know 100%. So it's everything. But a person said, maybe it's not a building. I have no idea it's a building or not a building. Why is it? Or maybe it's not really a building. It's not that part. It's a growth. The building just got there with a little thing on top of on top of it. Of an MS called Davar Shef Shalakar Kach in writes in those tipshim, it could be, is it a star? Is it an Asik? We always be foolish. Maybe this, maybe that. Aval Baal. Seichel Maimon, a person who's smart, understands that about Seichel Maimon that it's Masha Bara the Neged Einav, something that's clear to your eyes. Hold on, just lost it. Yisumi, are you on the phone? on. It's one of these. Okay. Okay. I can believe I'm back, for the moment at least. Okay. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I lost you for a second there. See? Belief, knowledge. Now you know I'm back. that was not planned. The difference between belief and knowledge. Okay. So, this was a little second. I lost my track for a second. Ba-ba-ba. So if you see something, you don't have to question it. If it's clear, if it's there, you don't need it. So, v'chena oylem, misha seichlo yashiv. If you have a clear head, you understand. It's clear to you. There's, you know, you don't. A boy is a boy, a girl is a girl. I'm not talking about psychological problems. I'm not talking about maybe certain unique cases where a person, there is a concept even in the Talmud. But a guy is 45 years old, and he was a boy his whole life, and he is a boy. These people, you can get crazy by the world, right? You know, you don't have to, if something's a tree, it's a tree. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. You don't have to be a genius to know that. If you're doing something, there's no question, about something. If it's clear to a person that this is the Empire State Building and not a rock, it's not a rock formation. If I see the Empire State Building, someone tells me that's a rock formation, you're an idiot. I'm sorry for being strong tonight. I'm being strong on purpose. It's not a mistake. Because to bang out with faith, we live in a world where the news and the things around us sully and sicken a person. Just like a person could get messed up, and if they're a boy or a girl, they really could. There are nebuch. People will go to the certain schools, little kids, and they destroy their lives at a young age, without an exaggeration, particularly in California. But it's not just in California; it's everywhere. But you could get messed up by the silliness. I'm a little bit struck. This is nuts. It's nuts if you see the Empire State Building to think that just got there by itself over billions of years. Rocks somehow came together. And elevators evolved, and that thing on top somehow just got there. Or it's not say, is it really an empire? Is it really a building? Maybe it's just a tree. How do we know it's a building? This is nuts. It's nuts to think that you came from a fish or an ape, and that ape came from a bunch of banging cells together. That's crazy. That's nuts. And anyone who believes that is dumb. I don't care where they came from. It's complete insanity. But we live in a world of insane people and sick people, morally sick people. That's where we live today. Many morally sick people in the world today, right? But if you know this is the Empire State Building, you don't need proof. You got to be nuts not to believe that. So because this guy is confused, you have to question yourself. You need to do research papers to understand: is it maybe the Empire State Building? Maybe not. Is it maybe a rock formation that somehow over time the electricity and plumbing somehow got there or not? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I heard, you know, I remember Alex Sidorovsky. Actually, Sidorovsky's coming to me for lunch this Shabbos. So I remember, like, Alex told me in Russia, I think it's Alex or Jacob Stone, I remember what it was all time. They had classes about, you know, there's no creator of the world. Well, so a bunch of Meshugayim, you know, you can lie to yourself all you want. But if you know this is a building, this is Empire State Building, it's not a rock formation. By the way, your body is more complex than the Empire State Building. I'm not your brain. The fact that this came from nowhere, you're an idiot. You're a shite the gummer. You can believe that? One cell gets a little mutated, you're a dead man. Everything in life doesn't evolve positive. There is adaption, that's for sure. That's even a Talmud text, and that's a fact. But evolution is getting crazy. Being cut, right? So in Kader Talib the Tikra, Hayamisha Tala also, right? If you see a ball hanging on the roof, a regular ball hanging on your roof, that didn't get there. It would take 50 million years. There's a sun in the world. It's Pashan put it. And by the way, the sun's a little bit closer to us. We're not here. We're toast. A little farther, we're ice cubes. I'm not talking about ice cubes like outside in Chicago right now. I'm like real ice cubes. Like the world doesn't exist. Just somehow, somewhere, the moon is perfect. The earth is perfect. Moon's perfect tides. The sun's perfect. We're not burned to death. We get the sun. The, you know, but this just somehow happened. You guys are nuts, you people who believe that. They're nuts. I'm saying serious. They're crazy. So, but because of them, now we got to start figuring out maybe it is a sun. Maybe it's not a sun. Maybe this. Maybe it's a building, maybe it's not. The K'emi should tell us, means that if something is true, you don't have to question it. That's the whole point. You know, you don't have to sit there and figure out the stupidity. That people who are sick, people who are unknowledgeable and don't understand that your head and brain and eyes and heart, and I'm not getting into the Jewish people and history, that things that just happen. They need proofs. But if you know something, you don't need to sit there and bend your whole life. I told this story once. I had a guy in my house. This is San Jose. You know, he was quasi-religious. And he told me he's been, like, he was a visitor. He didn't live there. Like, it was like someone brought him to me. And I said, so how's you're coming in more? He said, yeah, but I've been struggling for multiple years. I haven't become that much religious. I have one question. I said, what's the question? Age of the universe. So I said, how many years have we struggled? 8-9 years. So I said to him, I actually went through some of the things about age of the universe, but I said, you mean to tell me everything else makes sense to you? You don't understand age of the universe, so what are you waiting for? Like, you do so much more in your life. This is, you know everything else because you're a little bit morally sick. You can't understand how age of the universe works, you know? But the rest of the universe has to be, right? You agree there's a creator, so why? And you agree that of Sinai, like, this is holding you back? And I can give you answers to answer it. You don't have to say, but this is why you're not doing this? You know, so this guy did not grow up as observant. I hate to say it. You know, when you eat non-kosher, it affects your ability to think morally correct, you know, and was not where he should be, right? So he needed practice. You know, you need to work with the guy. But a person who has clarity, like, what are you sitting there worrying about the age of the universe? You understand there's a creator of the world. You know, there's an engine. you know, there's keys. You don't understand everything. Okay, you know, but it's clear to you. If you're clear that you're of a God, let's imagine 100%. You have no doubt there's a God in the world. Okay, you have no doubt. 100%. You saw God. You see God from everything in the world, and you don't understand one thing. It doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to figure it out, but it doesn't make a difference. If you're 100% sure there's a God, you just don't understand something. The Rambam said he attempts to. Certain questions for 20 years. Every Gemara you don't understand. You know Gemara is true. You don't understand something? That's ridiculous. You know you can see. But I don't understand how I see. Who cares? You see. I'm not telling you it's not important to say the age universe. I don't know. And if it bothers you, try to figure it out. But you know there's Hashem. What are you wasting your whole life? Guys, you're 100 years old. Oh, now I know there's the age of the universe. And then he dies the next day. What? You're wasting your life. Now, if you don't know there's a God, the creator, so a person has to be educated. You need to show them the keys. You got to open their eyes. You got to point it out to them. You got to show them the engine of the world. But if you know it, you just have a question about something. So what? You know, there's a God. I'm talking about this guy. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the Chaim B'Mesoras HaTorah, Misha Gar Medina, right? Let's say you live in a country. Everyone prays for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, probably done. Everyone praises. I happen to like this topic because it's not only Shabbos, it's life, and it's you meet people that just miss the boat, and you cry. Yidden, Jews, you know. I'm not talking like Mrs. Summers on this, Julia on this phone, who when she was younger had no, you know, come to the Soviet Union, never opportunity. No, from Jews, people who have opportunities. Today you can, you know, again. We have to reach out to our brothers and sisters, but people, there's chances today. Right? And person living in a certain country, everyone praises the rules of the king. Mushubad, and they follow it, the law abiding, they love the king, they praise the rules of Kholkayam, they carry connected. A person could still say, you know, right, and you see the king, actually, my father saw the President Trump today, actually, he was spoken in Miami Beach tonight, so my father actually on the phone with me. All of a sudden, the presidential motorcade passes by 41st Street in Miami Beach. But I was like, they closed the whole thing down. It was like, mom, like car by car going by. Yeah, because he's speaking Miami Beach tonight. Right? So But imagine, imagine if I think people have seen the president. There's a president, right? There's a presidency. Actually, just remember, right? A person. Okay, I got that in a second. A person said in the country, and the coins have the president's picture on it. The pictures on it. Everyone, people love the president. People love the king, whatever it may be, a king, right? Everyone knows there's a king. So he says, Ulai imichal melech, maybe there's no real king. Someone comes to this country, okay? Some bozo comes to this country where they idolize the king. They love the king, and they follow his laws. And the coinage has it. Maybe there's not really a king. No, we get crazy, there's not a king. If I tell you, whether you like him or not, President Trump, I'm not sure if he really lives. Maybe he's just a decoy. Maybe it's just a joke. Anyway, institutionalize such a person. You may hate his guts, you may love him, but he's here. What do you mean? Guy comes, maybe there's a king, maybe there's not a king. Maybe there's a capital city. Maybe this is the end of it. And the guy says, the guy walks around, and I don't know if it's a country called United States. I don't believe in the United States. It doesn't exist. I don't believe in Russia. It doesn't exist. I don't believe in France. It doesn't exist. You don't have to, what are you going to argue with a person? You know it exists. Right? You don't believe what this guy's saying. Everyone knows this. You don't tell him this. There's no United States. There's no president. There's no king. If you sit there and argue with them, I'm not telling you this guy doesn't need to be helped. He may need help. First of all, probably need psychological help. But let's say he doesn't need psychological help. Then you can help out. You can point out the truth. But this is not, you don't have to question yourself about that. Deem timer. So if this is true, since you asked a good question over here, there are many people don't believe. And we know that there are certain works, like in the Chovos Levavos and the Rambam, that go through lots of proofs. Right, you can go to Aisha Torah's discovery course, right? And very important, right? You can go, I've done this type of things where you teach people proofs, right? The Chovos Levavos, Rebbe Bakke, the Duties of the Heart, has this book opens with an elaborate section. The Rambam has a book called The Guide to the Blocks, it's going through some of this stuff. The Kuzari has an approach, right? So why is that the case? Misha Imam, who even reshaite the Vikasal. Right, a person who doesn't believe is blind, dumb, and lacking. So they are blind, dumb, and lacking. They are blind. If you walk around a high tech company and see a person, they think they're agnostic or atheist. They're blind, dumb, and lacking. I'm not blaming them. Sometimes they don't have opportunity. Most of them have opportunity, but they're lacking. They're blind. You think there's no creator of the world? You think there's no Empire State Building? You think there's no engine of the world? You think there's no keys? You're missing the boat. They're blind. I'm not saying I'm a little bit strong, but they are blind, dumb, and lacking. Hashem Yisparach Baraza Bria Miuchas. And he said, but Hashem created the world where you could be blind, dumb, and lacking. In fact, those who learn Tanya, which I do Thursday nights, right? You don't have the time to grow. The kids' fair, Tanya happens to be more accessible for more popular in certain circles. The beginning of all the world is God removes himself, God's everybody, removes. He gives us free will. You could be blind, dumb, and lacking. He allows us to be blind, dumb, and lacking. If I'm face to face with my daughter, it's very hard to be blind, dumb, and lacking. If I'm 500 feet away, it's easier. And if I'm 5,000 feet away, it's even if she could see me, right? Hashem allows people to be blind, dumb, but you're still blind, dumb, and lacking. You may be allowed to because of the world we live in. You can waltz around. University. I believe the most ridiculous things if you want to, including that Hamas is good and Hezbollah is good. That's how sick people are, and that's how blind, dumb, and lacking they are. And they can believe anything they're told and never think about. That's a great thing. These people never—they don't even know the first thing in the Middle East. They don't even know the first thing what these terrorists are, and they can sit there and protest for them because they've never thought through, never looked into things, they're missing some basic keys in life. V'nei Shlomo Melech Shomer says, in Melachim, Hashem Amal Shachem Barafel. Right? Hashem Barafel covets of the Iran Kedusha. It's kind of a dark cloud, so to speak. When Hashem began to come out, when by his mama the Torah, Kasher Yeru Hashem Asinai, who nister aide mechitzas shel choyshech, there was, so to speak, there was covered with walls of thick clouds, dark clouds. Kanashis brought from kana malakotz kvoido. Hashem is everywhere, but there's still mechitzas. It says, I can't tell Kalmastat, there's still a level of hiddenness, God, which means you could not, you could mask yourself from the truth. Right? He says, the Shekhinah is there, right? When the Shekhinah, when the Divine Presence comes down, it's there. You may be blocked a little bit, but it's 100% there. Or your glasses are dirty. You know, I guess one thing says, the Stifler said that a person who reads Choyvas Lavavas, Ethics of the Heart, Duties of the Heart, it gives him a different pair of glasses. You can see better. You can see clearly. You see a different Welt. You see a different world. You see the keys around the world. You see the engine of the world. And it was always there. It's not, you didn't tap into it. And the Shekhinah is bad, it's gullible. We have to clean our eyes and our ears. You can see the sun, the moon, you can never think about it your whole life. You can have eyes and ears, you can never think about it. You can have the Jewish people, you can never think about it your whole life. You can have Torah, you can never think about it your whole life. You can have a world, you can never think about it. It's always there. The person never thought. Never, the keys are on the paper. You never look for the keys. You don't know where they are. An engine in the car. The car doesn't go by itself. You push a pedal. In the engine. But Mesilas Yesharim, Mesilas talks about this in the beginning of his work, Path of the Just. Some things are so out there. People forget about it. They don't think about it. Some things are so clear, take it so for granted, never really think about it, that it almost comes hint to you. If nothing is clear, and you have to be as crazy not to believe this is the creator of the world. So shayach shum davar b'levar, you can't have anything. I show you a ball hanging from the roof, you know someone put it there. In the world, you gotta be crazy not to think it's a creator. But, and not only that, the world is all screaming Hashem's name, so to speak. Because it's all there, a person doesn't be able to see. We're gonna continue more. Next, you can connect them more to Shabbos. But the point of what we've been discussing tonight is not only the faith, which we elaborated at length and just give different examples of faith and knowledge being the highest level of it and having no doubt. That difference is the difference of the night of Shabbos, where we experience it on a high level of faith, but the day is a much higher level. A person who experiences Shabbos, it's inculcated higher, it's living higher, right? And emunah, there's no better time to inculcate and to become knowledgeable and to get our perspective on everything important in life. The most important is the creator of the world. And when a person has that, like I said, you don't have questions about stupid things. You know, when you have knowledge of God, like not just if for some sad reason a person can't understand parts of Torah, it's fine. I got this guy. You may not understand how the age of the universe. It doesn't bother me. I can have many answers for that, right? But maybe it bothers you. But if you understand that, if you know there's a God, you tell me you understand science is credible. Like, what are you, like, crazy? There's a God. There's a lot of things you don't understand. You take antibiotics. You don't know how it works, right? You take antibiotics. You know it works, right? How does it work? Okay, you don't understand. You're not a physicist. You're not a chemist. Whatever. You know. But you know it works. It's not just that. The more a person knows there's a God, they'll know there's a God in their life. Right? They'll feel God in their life. It's not if you know this God, you know there's a body of Shalom, you live a different world. It's not just the knowledge, your whole life is different. That's really the opportunity of the night, the day of Shabbos, which we'll pick up on next week. Wishing everyone a very good Shabbos, of emunah, of faith, of knowledge, and of growth. Okay? Pick up next week, Mr. Shabbos.